Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Dr. Sylvan Spooner, recent PhD graduate in history from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April 17th, 1816, after a three-day war to rid the island of slavery, Barbados reverted to calm and normalcy. For the first time, the slave owners could see the enormity of the destruction. Though much of the fighting occurred in St. Philip, the destruction could be seen in all parishes at plantations such as Haynesfield, Lemon Arbor, Kendall, Jack's Hall, the Mount, and Lairs, to name a few. The first day after the war also allowed the authorities to properly conduct court-martials, which had officially commenced the day before. Held in Bridgetown and at various plantations throughout the island, the principal leaders were tried and sentenced to death. For instance, Johnny from Bailey's plantation was transported to St. James and executed at Trent's Hill Court for the sake of an example to blacks in that part of the island, unquote. Similarly, Jack Groom, driver at Haynesfield, having been tried and found guilty, was executed in the parish of St. Joseph, quote, as an example to the Negroes in that part of the island, unquote. Hundreds were executed, some received corporal punishment, and others sentenced to transportation, effectively banishing them from the island. However, this struggle was not in vain. 17 years later, under pressure from the cumulative impact of these enslaved revolts and a relentless humanitarian campaign, the British government agreed to grant emancipation. But the revolt of 1816 would be forever etched in the consciousness of Barbadians, so that 60 years later, when the Confederation Rebellion came, a leading newspaper made an important reference to the war of General Bussa.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.